Now, the story I'm going to tell you is a story that Jesus told his followers when he wanted to help them understand about prayer. Once there was a judge, said Jesus, who didn't care about people and didn't care about God. So right off the bat, from what Jesus has already said, we know this can't be a very good judge if he doesn't have any respect for God or for other people. Now, there was a widow who had a case in this judge's court. She needed the judge to make her opponent do what was right and fair. But he wasn't really interested. Oh, she's old. She doesn't have any family. Who cares? He said to himself. And he ignored her. But this widow means she has no family except she's just all alone in the world. She didn't give up. She came every day to see this judge and demand justice. I need you to make this person stop tormenting me, she would say. And he would ignore her. And this went on and on. She would come. He would ignore her. But finally, after all these visits, day after day after day, finally one day, he got tired of seeing this woman and listening to her cry for justice. And he said, okay, I will grant your request. You're right. You have been treated unfairly, and we're going to fix that. Oh, what a happy day for that widow when things finally changed and the judge, although he was too lazy at first, finally agreed to do the right thing. Now, Jesus apparently told this story about prayer. So this is what I'm thinking the story says to us about prayer. It looks to me like this woman had been praying and praying to get the strength to keep going to see that mean old judge. She would pray, and the prayers would give her courage, and she would go see the judge, and he would ignore her, and she would go home and pray some more, and then she'd be ready to come back the next day. I think her prayers were giving her the certainty of knowing that she was right, and they were helping her to remember that God's a God of justice and really shared her concern, and they were giving her the courage to go every day to see that judge. And all the praying and all of the taking action were making her stronger and stronger. And eventually, they were wearing down the hard heart of that judge so that finally, he did the right thing. Prayer gives us hope and it gives us courage to take the necessary action. Here's another example. When we find out that there's hungry people in the world, people without enough food to eat, we think to ourselves, well, that isn't right. And so maybe we pray. We pray to God that everybody would have enough food to eat. And after we pray for a while, we begin to realize, in addition to praying, taking some action would be good. So maybe if we could give some food, or give some money to buy food, or give some time to serve food, then some people who are hungry would get food to eat. And so we pray, and so we act. And then maybe we begin to realize, if everybody in the world is going to have enough food to eat, then everybody is going to have to be part of the solution. We're going to have to cooperate and work together to make sure that everybody is fed. And so then we might start to become active citizens in our democracy. We might learn about farming, and we might learn about food, and we might write letters to the people who we've elected to lead us to encourage them to lead us in a direction that will make sure that everybody gets enough food to eat. We need to pray always and not lose heart. This is what Jesus' listeners learned and said to one another once they heard this story that Jesus told. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. God, give us strength and courage to work for good in the world. Help us never to give up in striving for what is right. Open the hearts, O God, of those who might not want to listen to the cries of your people. May we all be transformed together, so that together we can take joy in seeing your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.